Working on our night moves. Wow, I thought we were going to play the whole live bullet. It's Brian Noonan in for Nick, 720 WGN, 312-981-7200. That's how you get a hold of us. That's how you get involved in the conversation. You wanted to stretch out the Seeger a little bit, Tom, let things breathe. We're going to do album cuts, deep cuts all night. Is that what it is?
You wish.
Or is that what our next guest requested? Did Lenny Schmidt say to you, hey, man, I want you to play the entire Night Moves, not just the song, but the album? Before he would come on, was that in Lenny's rider?
Lenny, was that in your rider?
Yeah, I require a Seeger anywhere I go.
All right, that's what I figured. So I'm glad to do it. Folks, Lenny Schmidt is here. You know him as a hilarious comedian. He's a Chicago local. You may remember him from Joe Dirt, The Ugly Truth. He was on everything. His career skyrocketing, and then COVID hits, and everything is done.
Yeah, and then it was, now I'm an Uber driver, and now I can't even do that because there's riots everywhere. So what am I going to do? What am I doing?
I don't know. You're doing all kinds of videos. You're still creating stuff, right?
Yeah, I'm doing, I got this show. I started doing a nightly show, quarantine comedy, every night at 6 Pacific time. I started doing it just to keep busy, and now, here's the thing, I do it. And I'm not good at any of the tech stuff. Like, I'm really bad at all of it. So every show is me screwing stuff up. But the thing is that people that follow it, they embrace it. They're like, they're surprised if I do a show without problems.
Yeah, at some point, right? They just want to see Lenny screw up.
Yeah, I did a show 2 weeks ago where I have a green screen. I got the whole thing set up here, where the whole thing just collapsed right in the middle of the show. Like, everything just fell, and literally it fell on my head, and it was everywhere. And my buddy John DeCrosse, who's another comic out here, he said, he goes, that was the best show I ever saw in my life. I guess.
Yeah, because at some point you might think maybe you're not cut out for this, but obviously you are because it's entertaining. It might just be bad for your health at some point when things keep dropping on your head.
I just think people like to they like to see me A, screw it up, and then B, scream and yell at my computer. That's it's like a Twitch show. It's like Twitch. I just where I just lose my mind and start screaming. Here's how I try to cover it. I tell them. All of my tech is handled by the kids from the AV department at Westview Middle School in Romeoville.
Okay.
Those are the guys that handle my tech. So when things go wrong, I blame the AV department in Westview.
It's always easier to blame those kids because they took heat their entire high school and middle school career, so why not just blame them now?
Yeah, I'm not going to take responsibility for that. No, blame the kids.
I don't
blame
you.
Push it off on the kids. Yeah.
Were you tech savvy before the virus hit?
Oh, no, no. I was bad. I was bad at everything.
So you had never done, you had never attempted one of these shows, and you decided, hey, I'm going to do one every night now. And why? Every night seems like that's a big undertaking. You didn't want to start out 3 nights a week?
Yeah, I think I may have overreached a little, actually. And yeah, I think I've gone too far. But then I just wrote it out. Now I'm like, okay, well, I'm in, so let's go. We're going. It's kind of like when you ever go whitewater rafting?
Yes.
Like, okay. Well, it's kind of like when you hit the rapid and you start going, and you're like, oh, I've made a terrible mistake. And you're like, let's just keep going. I got no choice. Let's just go. Just go.
Yeah, you can't turn around once you're halfway in.
No, you dive in, and you just cross your fingers, and you just hope for the best. That's pretty much it. And then everything, since then, I've been upgrading little things here and there, like software, and I got a new microphone, and I had to get a new... because I travel, stand up. So I travel.
Yeah.
Plus, I've been on cruise ships mostly for the last 7 years. So all my tech is not updated because you can't use that stuff on a cruise ship. So I had to update everything. A new computer, new microphone, I got a good camera. But besides that, I just try to figure it out and get it up. But I'm telling you, people like they're only happy if there's problems. It's like people are just happy when I screw things up.
Well, that's if you look, even if you're watching, any of the late night shows, now that everybody's at home, you're waiting for something to go wrong, a kid to walk through or the lights to go out, something. It makes you seem more human, Lenny. If you were doing a big polished show, first of all, everybody who's followed you for all these years would go, something's wrong here. This isn't really Lenny.
My fan base knows I make errors on a daily basis. So they've pretty much accepted bad. But you're right. When you watch these late night, every late night show now looks like a seventh grade video project. Every single one.
Yeah, see, you could probably get a job now executive producing some of these when you got green screens falling on your head and all this other stuff going on.
Yeah, I'm thinking that's my hook, is I'm the guy that just can't get it right. Yeah. I'm the guy that just screws it up constantly, you know?
Now,
Go ahead. No, you go ahead.
No, you go ahead, please.
I had Jimmy Pardo on the show tonight, who we both know, a very good comic. And Jimmy is well in depth with technology.
Oh, yeah.
And I mean, he's been the never not funny is 15, 16 years of gold. Mm-hmm. And so it's he's a good friend of mine, but to have a pro like him on my show, every time I screwed something up or interrupted, I felt like I was bothering him. You know what I mean? I was like, I screwed up horribly.
Now, we got to take a quick break, Lenny, but I want to talk to you some more about all this stuff, the changes and things that you've had to adapt to now that, you know, cruises aren't happening. You said you've been working cruise ships. We want to talk about that. The clubs aren't open yet. Everybody who does comedy or is scrambling to try to figure out content, so I want to talk to you about that. For those who don't know, I've known Lenny, how long have I known you? Probably 30 years.
Oh, gee, easy 30 years, yeah.
So, Lenny,
go back to the old days of the Sinise's Winery and KJ Riddle.
And the Comedy Boom and the Cottage, The Last Laugh. Yeah, so I've known Lenny for a long, long time. He was doing comedy when I started. He's still a wonderful comic, and so it's a pleasure to have you here. Now that I got the official, because we didn't really do the official welcome. I didn't really get to talk you up that much at the beginning because of your demand to have Bob Seger on, and it made me a little uncomfortable. So
yeah, and by the way, he cut that song a little short, by the way. It could have went another what do they call it, a chorus?
Yeah.
Is it called a chorus?
Sure, we could have got another verse. It could have kept going. trust me, Lenny, I will give Tom a proper dressing down while we're in the break because I don't like anyone to disrespect my guests that way.
Yeah, look, tell Tom if he doesn't get it straight, I'm going to get those kids from Westview down there right now. They'll be able to take care of it.
I was going to say, they can't do any worse than we're having right now.
But, no. Oh, no. Yeah, that's right.
All right. Hold on. Lenny Schmidt is here. You can go to his website, LennySchmidt.com. Follow him on Twitter, Mr. Lenny Schmidt. More with Lenny on the other side. It is WGN. Did Lenny only request the slow songs from Seger? You know, Lenny, Bob Seger does have some more upbeat tunes.
Yeah, what happened to the live one? Let's go. 24 tracks. Come on. I love that.
You know, Tom did graduate from that middle school in Romeoville that you get your IT crew from. So I think he's just had enough. Lenny Schmidt is my guest. Lenny is a fine stand-up comic, a great actor, a great stand-up comic. He's got six comedy. What do you do with six comedy albums? That seems like quite at the catalog. Did you get that? No, you were supposed to. You were going to tape the last one in January. Did you get that done?
I did actually. That's actually coming out in a few weeks. It's titled "Secret Daddy." It's the third album I've taped at Zany's in the Chicago area. There, this one was taped in Rosemont.
Oh, that's a good club.
It's great. So that's the second album I've done in Rosemont. And that's it's coming out later this month. It's the 30th of June. You can get it. You can hear it on Pandora. July 7th, it's released for pre-sale, and July 14th, it'll be released worldwide. You can get it online everywhere at iTunes, Pandora, all that stuff. But yeah, that's another one I did at Zany's. Man, that's a great club to record at. That Rosemont room. Well, what's the story back there with you guys in the quarantine and when you're opening up, and what's anything with anything?
No, this is right now, like today, Chicago, I guess it was yesterday, whatever. The 3rd, the city was able to open up some stuff, but restaurants and bars only for outdoor dining. If you want to get your hair cut, you can get your hair cut, but you got to wear a mask in the suburbs. They did it Friday, but it's the same thing, only outdoors. So I was going to ask you, what do you think is going to happen? When do you think clubs are going to be back? How do you perceive doing comedy in post-COVID world with people wearing masks and sitting far away and clubs at like 25% capacity?
Yeah, they're definitely doing the social distancing thing. Some clubs have already opened. Like I actually had a gig tonight in San Clemente that I canceled.
Okay.
Yeah, which is Orange County. So they're like, we're a little different. Orange County, L.A. County, San Diego, and the Ventura County out here for us. L.A. County, we're pretty much in the same boat you guys are. We're the outdoor dining, no shows, no clubs, no, none of that stuff. But Orange County is starting to do some shows, and Ventura County as well. But they're doing, yeah, it's maybe 30% capacity of people coming in. At the beginning, I guess the masks, you're going to have to wear those for as long as they say masks you're supposed to wear, but I think they're going to go to 30% capacity, which is going to be, which is fine. I mean, I need to get back on a stage. I'll be, I'm getting a little itchy. I'll be honest with you. This is the longest I've gone. My teenage daughters are staying with me during this quarantine, and they're sick of me. I got to get out of here, man. They're getting along great. My oldest lives with me out here. She goes to college in L.A. My youngest still lives there in Illinois, but I flew. She came out here right before the whole thing hit in early March, and so that we've been here together for almost 3 months. They hate me. I mean, they really hate me. This is getting tough. It's well, I'm looking at them now. They're here. They're both staring at me, phones in hand. Wow, they just flipped me off. That's uncomfortable. It seems weird from a child, but that's okay.
Well, it's not surprising though, is it, Lenny? How many you've been flipped off before?
Well, plus she's 18. I get it. Plus she's not. She by far is not the only woman to ever flip me off. I'll tell you that much right now. So
that's true. But yeah. one of the few that have lived with you that is flipping you off.
Well, one of two. The other one divorced me. So that's pretty much how that worked out.
That's the ultimate flip off, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a good one because that's the one that you feel on a monthly basis when you send money.
Sure.
Yeah, you know what I mean? That's a flip up that keeps coming back.
Yeah, the finger
like,
that
I
keeps
on
giving.
Yeah, exactly.
So this, like you said, this is the longest you've been off stage in a while, and so that's what drove you to start doing your show every night. It's at 6 o'clock Pacific time.
Yeah, and especially like with the as far as the cruise ships go, like when you work on a ship, you're on the ship for a week. You do 10 to 12 shows a week. I was doing, you know, in every month I'm doing 40 shows a month. You know, so I mean, I get to the point. The first 2 weeks were tough because I wasn't performing anymore, and then I mainly started doing this thing at six was to stay creative. And at the beginning, like when I talk about tech and all the stuff I'm doing, I shot short videos. I was editing stuff, and I was doing a video every day. And
wow.
It was insane. I was up till 4 a.m, and at some point, I'm like, I can't do this. I can't keep this. I can't keep doing these videos every night. So I stopped doing the videos on a daily basis, and now I do the videos once a month in my live streaming stand-up show. So it's weird. It's like everything's it's reinvented. I've been doing these Zoom shows and internet shows.
How do you like those? I mean, it's got to. I haven't done them. I've seen a couple. It seems very odd.
It's, you know, it's different, especially, like, I like to work the crowd a lot, you know, I mean, I work the crowd a ton, so I'm finally starting to get a little bit comfortable with working the crowd in a Zoom show, you know what I mean, it's weird, where you gotta, there's a delay, and then you gotta say something, and, you know, and I'll try to make comments, and then you mute everyone, and then, like, I have a couple of screens, like, this is what I do with my nightly show, is I'll do the show into this monitor, and then I have on the side monitor, I have whatever videos and openings I've put together for the show. And then on another monitor, I have the Facebook comments. So I'm reading the comments as I'm doing the show and looking at the videos. And this is why I'm screwing up constantly, Brian. I got to be honest with you. It's too much.
It sounds like you need to put your daughters to work on your crew because you're only one man, Lenny. You're a human being. You can't be looking at a million screens and focusing.
I can't. I don't have a Tom. You know what I mean? Like you have Tom. I don't have that.
Well, and, like I said, we're all alone, Lenny. We're doing our own thing. That's okay.
You're the best you can.
Yeah, you muddle through.
Well, the girl, you know, and you have kids. At first, the girls, I told the girls to go, hey, I'm going to do this show. And I've taught them improv. They act. They've done stuff. And they go, hey, let's do, you guys want to get involved? And they're like, yeah. And that lasted like 4 days. And then this, and you know, it's like another. They're not even listening to me. They're not. They're in arm's reach of me right now. They're completely ignoring me as we speak.
Listen, kids don't want to do what their dad is doing. That's
no.
Throughout history. That's the case. So I'm not surprised by that story at all. That they, you know, initially they're going to support their dad. Oh yeah, okay, let's do his crazy show. We'll help him out. Nah, this is forget it.
I'm lucky if they like my pictures on Facebook. That's it. That's all I.
Isn't that weird? That's how you get the edge, the acceptance of your children is, oh, they commented on my post or they liked my picture.
That's the new thing, Dad. Yeah. That's the new thing, Dad. Exactly. The like or thumbs up. I'm like, oh, my daughter likes my picture.
See, they don't hold you in as much contempt as you would have thought.
No, they don't. But they do correct my internet, technique or, like, I apparently share too many pictures.
Oh, okay.
I've been told there's a routine to the way you're supposed to do it. You're supposed to share a picture and not share like a bunch. Like we used to go out when you could go out into the world and be a human being.
Yeah.
I would take a bunch of pictures and share it from Universal all day long, and then the kids would be like, "Dad, you can't share more than like 4 pictures in an hour." I go, "Okay, I didn't know. I didn't know that was a thing.
I didn't know."
And
that
now
either.
Also. Yeah, but apparently that's the thing. Also, more importantly, I'll be honest with you, I can't do that now anymore because they're teenagers, so all of my pictures have got to be proofread by the girls before I can put them up anywhere.
And my daughter does that too. Don't post that picture until I see it. I'm like, why?
Right. Exactly.
I have to see it. Okay, fine.
Well, there's an app that they can buy. They put it on my phone. I don't even know what it is. It's on my phone. But so every picture, they can go in and it's like post. We'll fix it in post. So they go in, they punch up their makeup and their looks and the thing. And
So
every picture, it's like a 30-minute project. And then by then, I'm done. I'm bored. I'm like, all right, I don't care.
Yeah, I
can care less.
At that point, why even get involved? Or just let them take all the pictures, Lenny, and then you don't have to worry about it.
Yeah, but they do, and then I'm not in them. And that doesn't seem fair. I'm paying for everything. I should be in some of the pictures, right?
Well, yeah, but can't they put you in it in post? Can't they, like, Photoshop you in?
Yeah, they should have one picture of me that they Photoshop in every picture.
Yes.
It's like the same. Yeah. It's like a headshot. It's like an old headshot. Where it's me and my dad.
Why is your dad wearing a suit at the beach?
Yeah, exactly. They can just share that over and over again.
Just give them one of your headshots. Let them have the right of first refusal for whatever picture it is they're going to use for you, and then that's the one.
Okay, that's the way I'm going to do it. It's way easier than arguing.
Oh.
They can't handle, because I always do the whole, well, I want people to know I'm out with my daughters having fun. And they're like, no, why did you tag me? I'm like, all right, okay, I'm sorry. You know what I do commonly now is I'll take a picture and I'll put my arm around a chair and go, I'm out with the girl, with Anna, and then put not pictured, like in the little thing, you know what I mean?
I like that plan. I might have to start stealing that one.
It works the best. It's the best. It's all I can do. That way I can just do that over and over again, and I don't care what they say.
Because I'm like you. I go out and I want to show, oh, look, we're out. We're having fun. And then it turns into such an ordeal with, oh, don't tag me or I have to see this picture. And then I'm so frustrated. I'm like, well, one, now I'm not having fun. Two, I don't even want to acknowledge that you're related to me anymore.
Yeah, right. And also, they're girls.
Yes.
Too. So there's a whole different layer of it. Like even like we go during this quarantine, we've been doing hikes around we live in the just north of the Hollywood Hills. So we go up and hike through the hills and stuff. And I go, let's go on a hike. And then I'll go, well, all right, well, I got to fix my hair and do my makeup. And I'm like, wait, what? What? If we're hiking, we're going to be sweating in like 12 minutes. No, Dad, I can't go out looking like this. So then I literally, I'll just sit here for an hour to wait for them to get ready to go on the hike. And I'm like, all right, just let me know when you're ready. Wake me up. I'll take a nap. You know, and I'm just wake me up when you want to hike.
Yeah, you can't wait all day for this hike. Lenny Schmidt is with me. You can follow him on Facebook and Twitter is Mr. Lenny Schmidt. His Facebook page, what's your Facebook page? Lenny Schmidt Comedy.
Yeah, Lenny Schmidt Comedy is where you get the show every night at 8 o'clock
right.
Chicago time. You can check in, and I got Chicago guys coming up. I got my brother Mike on Friday, and actually I got Mike Toomey on Monday. Actually,
wow,
I'm really
nice.
Excited about that. I love Mike Toomey.
Toomey is hilarious. Your brother's not too shabby either.
No, I like him. Dwayne Kennedy also is here next week, and I look forward to having Mike on Monday. And you know what? Honestly, what I try to do with the show is. Like you said, when you mentioned earlier about making it real, like the show and mistakes, and
yeah.
Like, you know, where you're a real person. So that's kind of the hook I go with the show. And also, everybody I have on the show is a live performer, whether it's a comic, a singer, dancer, musician. You know, live performers, everybody's been affected by what's been going on the last few months.
Oh, definitely.
But, But so many live performers, all they have is the touring shows. You know, they don't have, like Jimmy Pardo is very successful in his podcast, and a lot of guys are very successful on some TV stuff, and a lot of guys get to do other stuff. But there, as you know, there are thousands of comedians and artists out there that just tour, and that's really what they do. And now they don't. So I kind of give them an opportunity to come on the show and talk a little bit about what they're going on, what they're doing, and I also give them a chance to plug whatever they're doing online. Everybody's got some sort of streaming show, or they're trying to push a CD, or they're trying to push something. So I try to focus on live performers whose lives have been totally turned upside down by this whole pandemic.
And it has been, and I want to talk to you more about that. Lenny Schmidt is here. LennySchmidt.com is his website. His latest album, A Secret Daddy, coming out next month. You can find it pretty much anywhere that you can find comedy CDs. So hang on, Lenny. We'll be back in just a minute. We got to do this. It's WGN. It's Brian Noonan in for Nick. Here till 4. Lenny Schmidt is my guest. Wonderful comedian, actor. Now he's got a nightly show on his Facebook page, Lenny Schmidt Comedy. Go there every night at 6 o'clock Pacific, which would be, let's see, that's 8 o'clock our time. I think that's right. Yeah, you're 2 hours behind us. Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah,
I don't have to do math anymore since I moved back here, Lenny. That's the beauty of it. Now I'm just back
on
Central Time. Central Time where I don't have to add. But so you can see Lenny every night. And predict the disaster that will befall him during his show, because it sounds like every night something new goes wrong.
it's usually every show opens with 5 minutes of me going, wait, hold on, okay, hold on, wait, damn, wait, okay, that's it. That's the opening to every show. It pretty much is me.
Now, as you're doing this to stay creative, as you said, you know, everybody who's a live performer, their career stopped. One day it was over. Are you writing stuff about Corona? I mean, do you anticipate that when you finally do get back on stage, this is going to be something that people want to hear and laugh about? Or are you just going, I'm going to wait and see what happens when we get out of this?
I'm working on stuff about Corona. One of the things I'm doing with especially through my nightly show is, and actually I have, you've got some listeners out here tonight, bro. I got people from my show that are hitting me on Facebook right now that are listening on iHeartRadio, I guess, right? Is that it? iHeartRadio?
Yeah, probably. That's all technology, Lenny.
Good job. Nice way to be in touch with your platform.
They can listen on the air. They can listen to WGNradio.com. I'm sure it's in Tom? Tom's not even looking up. Tom doesn't care anymore. He checked out. Are we on iHeartRadio?
Yeah, I believe so.
All right, we believe we're on iHeartRadio. Listen, Lenny, this is terrestrial.
Listen on the WGN Radio app.
Yeah, listen on the WGN Radio app. That's what
we do. Okay,
Here's the thing. Listen however you want.
They like you.
Well, thank you. I like them, too. Whatever.
Why?
However they're listening to me, thank God they're listening.
Why so aggressive, Tom? What was that? Why? What was that kind of coming?
Because I gave him a dressing down during the break.
Is that why he stopped playing the Seeger? What
That's
was that
exactly
move?
Why.
From Seeger. All right. Whatever.
He's passive aggressive. I got to deal with this all night, Lenny. The passive aggressive nature.
Read my writer, paragraph 3, line 4, section A, says specifically all Seeger in and outs. That's it. Pay attention. Follow the rules, Tom.
Man, oh, man. Or Lenny's going to have you on his show and drop a green screen on your head. That's how it's going to work.
That's how I get back at everybody.
I don't blame you. You got to have something. You got to have something to you know, wield a little power. That's what I'm saying. So you started to say you're working on some Corona stuff to have afterwards. Do you think everybody who takes the stage, that's going to be their first 5 minutes?
Yeah, you think? How could it not be? You got no choice. I mean, I got news for you. I'm starting to forget my other stuff. I got news for you, Brian. I did a streaming show 3 days ago. I did, and then I had someone. I've got some people request a couple of bits, and I got a Patreon page as well. And that's who's following me now. My Patreon followers, and they requested a specific bit, and I go, you know what? I normally don't do this bit online, but I'm going to do it for these people. And I forgot it. I got halfway through it, and I forgot the bit. So I go, I forgot it was a Zoom show. I forgot the bit. I go, how does the bit end? So the viewers in the Zoom show ended the bit for me because they knew the bit already. They'd already know it. They've seen it before. So they saved me. It was the viewers that saved that show, Brian.
That's hilarious. It's nice. Yeah. It's nice when people know your stuff, you know, and can help you out like that.
Yes, it's very helpful. Also, falls right into the pattern of me not doing things correctly. So, I think it's kind of my hook. You know what I mean? Listen, not being able to get things done.
We all need a hook. We all have to have our brand, as the kids like to say, and whatever works. I never judge anybody. If that's the way things are, good for you. Because it's funny. You and I know each other from way back from stand up, and then I hadn't done stand up in a while. In the last year, I'd gotten back into it, and I was getting more gigs, and I was finally getting the muscle memory back from doing stand up for so long. And then this hit again, and I lost a bunch of gigs. It's like, oh no! And now I'm like you. I don't know what to say anymore.
Yeah, I'm right back where I was. It's a whole, these Zoom shows are different. It's a different vibe, man. It's like, I don't know how I'm going to react being back in front of an audience. I can't wait for Zany's to, Bert's got to be sick of my emails. I'm like, hey, how you doing? What's going on back there? How close? How are we looking, man? Are you 20% capacity? What are you doing? What do you need? You got a Monday show? I don't care.
Yeah, they're still, you know, the mayor is, they're being responsible and watching the science, and it's, while that is good, it's also frustrating. And, you know, let me ask you this, because you mentioned before, you were doing cruises a lot for the last few years. And you actually had, I had seen on your calendar, had done some cruises in January. Were those the last ships you were on? And what do you think that's going to be like? Because that was a huge, huge part of your work.
Yeah, that's going to change completely. I was actually on a ship when the shutdown happened. So we were at sea, and it was a big change. I was on a ship. I was supposed to get off, and they said, can you stay? Because it was right before there was a stay-at-home order and stuff, and they go, can you stay on that ship? Because we don't want to the problem is traveling people off of a ship. Do you know what I mean? Like, once you're on a ship, they want you to stay on the ship. So they go, can you stay? I go, yeah, I can stay for the next 4 weeks if you need me. And they just because all my other work got canceled because everything goes, they don't want to fly you onto a ship.
Okay.
So I said, well, then I'll stay. So, and then we went back out to sea, and then that's when they ordered the no sail order. So we turned around, went right back, and I flew home. I had to get off the ship and flew home. So
where
I got home that same day. I was on my way to Nassau. I was back on my way out to Nassau. A Carnival ship. I was on the Carnival Sunrise.
Okay.
It's one of their newest remodeled ships. So we turned around and went right back right away. I mean, ships are always busy anyway, or at least have been up to, and this is during spring break. So there are a lot of people on there. We turned around and went back and left. Everything's going to change now because here's the thing. The glitch is going to be every time you get off a cruise ship, it's all up to the CDC. That's what's going to change everything. When you get off a ship, there's supposed to be 14 to 21 days before you get on another ship or before you go anywhere. So now I used to do like a ship for a week. Or two, and then go right to another ship, and then same thing, and then right to another ship. And I'm pretty sure those days are gone. That's not going to happen ever again. So I think what's going to happen is when you get on a ship, you're going to have to stay from anywhere from four. You can stay 2 to 6 weeks or even longer. But when you get off a ship, you have to go into quarantine for 14 days, and you can't get on another ship for another week after that. So whatever work I do, when I get off the ship, I'm going to have to be quarantined for 14 days. So I'm going to have to take 3 weeks off in between ship gigs.
Oh, man.
You know what I mean?
And theoretically, you're not supposed to be going anywhere else those 3 weeks, right?
That's the thing, is that for 14 days, you got to be quarantined in your house. So that means when I get off the ship, I can't work for 2 weeks after I get off the ship. So I don't know what's going to happen. It really depends on how the CDC changes their sailings and the rules. I mean, the ships are... people that cruise, they're serious. They cruise all the time. I got, like I said, my Patreon followers, a lot of them are cruisers and people that take cruises. And the only thing they ask is, when are we sailing again? They don't care. Like, they're like, when are we going again? What are we doing? What's up? You know? And cruise sales are up almost 600% for next year. I mean, there's
really?
A huge, yeah, they're sold. People are buying cruises like crazy. So if you're a cruise, I know people that cruise every month, sometimes every other week. So these people are pretty serious about it. So when they do launch again, people are going to go back out there and go. But the rules in cruising is going to completely change. I was reading today, one of the things that they do is they have an infrared scanner that everyone's going to walk through when you get on the ship. So they're going to check your temperature with a with some sort of reader, and then you're going to walk through the scanner. And if you have any type of temperature at all, you can't get on the ship.
Wow.
You know, because you, yeah, so it's going to be, so I don't, I'm, in fact, there was supposed to be, yesterday morning, there was supposed to be a seminar or a webinar on the five points guys, I think it was called. It's called the future of tourism. It was supposed to focus on cruise ships yesterday, but they postponed it for the same reason a lot of us postponed our work yesterday, was because of Blackout Tuesday.
Yeah.
So they just postponed it, and they haven't rescheduled it yet. But they're going to start to talk about the upcoming changes that you're going to see in cruise ships. There's going to be a lot. So
have they given you a window of when the ships are going to start sailing and they're going to start bringing entertainers back?
No, they have Carnival is tentatively scheduled for August. So that's what Carnival has set up. I think there's a CDC no sailor order until the end of July. Yeah. I think that's what they have. So Carnival is scheduled to go right up. From what I'm reading is they've been in communication with us, but you know, the cruise lines, their hands are tied as well, because they won't know anything until the CDC rearranges their rules and their laws. Once they rearrange their rules and laws, then the cruise ships can take a step back and go, okay, well, here's what we're going to do. But one of the things they're leaning toward, or they're saying, which is kind of good news for me, and I don't know about everyone else, is they're going to try to focus on, is what I'm hearing, it's nothing official yet, but they're going to try and focus on solo performers as opposed to bands and casts and dance teams and so forth, because social distancing is easier for a solo performer, obviously, because we're on stage alone.
Right.
And then our travel is also simpler because it's just us. Also, for cruise lines, honestly, comics and comedians are their easiest form of entertainment for them to move and travel back and forth, because most of the comics on cruise lines have been doing comedy for 30 years. And as like you, like yourself, you know, you've been doing comedy 30 years. We've done everything.
Yes.
Like every show you can think of, anything, you know, a wedding, a bachelor party, a club, a theater, an auditorium, you know, a one-nighter, a bar alley. So, you know, you can basically hand a comedian a microphone. Yeah. You can hand a comedian a microphone and go, I need a show for an hour. And we can go, sure. And then go up on stage and do the show. There's no rehearsal involved. There's no casting. There's no none of that. And I think when they start launching ships again, they're going to have some kind of entertainment, because they also need to bring people back to the ships and keep them on. And here's the other thing. I don't know if you need to go to a break, but one of the things when they go on cruises, they're probably going to have more sea days, which means less ports, which means more days at sea, which means more nights that they need entertainment. So I think they're going to lean toward comics, I think, is what's going to happen.
Fingers crossed. Lenny Schmidt's my guest. LennySchmidt.com is his website. You can go to Lenny Schmidt Comedy on Facebook every night at 6 o'clock Pacific to see his quarantine show. And his new album, Secret Daddy, comes out next month. So a lot going on with Lenny. When we come back, I want to talk to you about what it was like that you were on the cruise ship when they told you had to turn back. And you're in L.A. We're seeing a lot of footage. Things are a little crazy out there. You know, and I'm not talking about your daughters flipping you off. There's a lot of things going on. So a lot to talk to Lenny Schmidt about. And if you want to jump in, if you're one of Lenny's fans that are listening on whatever app that it is, whatever witchcraft you're using to listen to this broadcast, 312-981-7200. That's how you get a hold of us. And you could talk to Lenny on multiple platforms. It's unbelievable. We'll get to all of that in just a minute. It's WGN. Brian Noonan in for Nick, 720 WGN. Lenny Schmidt is my guest, comedian, actor, quarantine show host on Lenny Schmidt Comedy on Facebook, father of two girls who are flipping him off continuously. He's a man of many titles, and yet he's taking time out of his busy schedule to hang out with me this morning, and I do appreciate it, Lenny. So what was the mood on the boat that you were on when they said, hey, things have gotten a little squirrely, we have to turn back? Did people panic? Was it calm? What was going on?
No, everybody, I got to be honest with you, I think cruise ships are getting a little bad rap out of all of this whole situation. They were fine. There were a lot of stories about
that's the, I think the bad rap is coming because we heard all these stories at the beginning of people being stuck on them and, you know, they're not letting the crew out. I was happy they let you off because there was some, you know, you hear about the crews that are still sitting out there because they couldn't dock somewhere.
Well, no, they can't. I was lucky. I got off just in time, was able to fly home right away. I have friends that just got home this morning. A good friend of mine just made it home too. You know, that's not the ship's fault. That's every country that just said we won't let you dock. So, I think the first ship, that Princess ship, the one up in Seattle, I had a friend that was on that ship particularly, and they had a hard time with the testing. I think this whole thing caught everybody so off guard. They just didn't know really, you know, what they were going to do. And obviously, a ship is a tough situation to be in because there's 4,000 people on a ship. It's a small area.
Yeah.
So any small area is going to be an issue or a problem. And the problem with the ship is that it's out at sea. So when they asked me to stay on the ship, I was thrilled. I felt safer on the ship than I did anywhere. And I was like, I'm like, oh, good. We're great. I'll stay here. We're
there
fine.
There you go. Yeah.
Because the ships they're cleaned constantly. There's sanitizer everywhere. There's, you know, I mean, they don't mess around on the ship. They know they've got 4,000 people on there.
Right.
So they're way ahead. The problem with the ship and the bad rep I think that they got is that all this stuff happened and it caught people off guard and they were stuck at sea. There was nowhere. It happened so fast, and we're 4,000 people on every ship. And you obviously are going to hear the bad stories first.
Oh yeah,
you know. But every time you hear, and I've seen stories where people go, "Oh no, everything was great." So as far as things were going on my ship, everybody was great. Everybody was fine. They were actually disappointed when we were going home. They were like, "Ah, we're going home." You're like, "Yeah, okay, okay."
Right. So
yeah, I guess so.
What is the mood in Los Angeles now? I mean, I know here we had things are calming down a little. There's still protests, but the footage I'm seeing from L.A., things are a little rough out there.
Well, it's been last night was a much better night than two nights ago. And I like being here with one of the reasons I actually canceled my gig in San Clemente tonight because of the situation that's going on out here right now.
Yeah,
because I was out here during the Rodney King riots. So I remember that. And that that just kept getting worse every day. And so I was like, oh, man, I don't think it's a good idea for me to go and leave the girls alone, even though they would be happier.
Yes.
It sounds like they were
starting the car for you. No, Dad, I think you need to get on stage.
Yeah, I think they would be more than happy fighting off rioters than dealing with me. So I think that's the situation. But two nights ago were rough. But, man, I got to be honest with you, on some level, I mean, I grew up in Chicago, you know, I'm from there, but I'm really, really, really proud of L.A. the last couple of days because the protests today were phenomenal and peaceful and pretty amazing, and thousands and thousands of people came out. So the looting two nights ago was a complete train wreck. Especially Santa Monica got really messed up and destroyed, and it was really screwed up. And I think they did a good job with the curfews out here to get things squared away, but like tonight, I've been watching the news. I've been checking the news throughout the evening, and it's not a bad night. There's not a lot going on. I don't hear a lot of sirens. You know, I don't. The last 2 days, it's calmed down considerably. I think people have kind of embraced the message of protesting peacefully, and they're getting a better job. Actually, they're getting a better job of locating the people that are a problem, because there are people that are just out there to loot and wreck stuff. That's just what they're doing. They're not interested in protesting or anything. You know, they just want to rob places. And I think the one thing they did that was smart was they instituted early curfews so people can protest peacefully, leave and get off the streets, and then they can focus on the people that are causing the problems. And I think that's helped L.A. a lot.
Yeah, it will start, hopefully, continue to keep easing up. All right, you mentioned your daughters a number of times. What's been the biggest adjustment now, other than the fact that they have to see you nonstop 24/7? What's been the biggest adjustment that you've had to make as you three are now approaching your 10th week of being locked up together?
All right, this is the toughest thing for me. My oldest daughter loves to bake, and I mean loves to bake. And she's got a job. She just started working again recently. So they just, like, she was off for the first few weeks. But she'll come home from working 8 hours and bake like a cake and a dozen cupcakes. You know what I mean?
Wow.
I mean, that's how much she, so literally every week I'm getting maybe three cakes, a pie, a dozen cupcakes, and some brownies cooked in here. Yeah, so I
how much weight have you put on since the quarantine started?
I do. I get up every morning to go run and hike to just work off the cake. I haven't eaten regular food. All I eat is cake, and that's it. Cake and frosting, and I do that intermittent fasting thing. So I'll go 16 hours without eating, and then eat, and then but then for 8 hours I just eat cupcakes. That's all I do.
So explain that, because I know another friend of ours, John McDonald, who's another great comic.
Good friend of mine.
Is that how you got into the intermittent fasting?
I was actually, I can't remember who I talked to. I was doing it a little before John. Jason Blanchard got me into it, who's a comic out of, a carnival comic as well, who's from Canada. And he got me into it while we were still on the shifts, maybe about a year and a half ago. So... I got into it then, and I love it. I think it's great. I used to be one of those guys. I used to do a 3-day fast.
Oh wow!
Where I would do that. Yeah. So, and I was always one of those guys that was like, I can't go a day without eating. That's totally impossible. I just can't do it. But then you realize the whole fasting thing is just a mind trip. It's really just a complete. And then once you embrace that part of it, it's almost like this powerful spiritual moment where you're like, I don't need food. I'm okay. And you just drink water and just keep moving. And once you start to do that and embrace it, you kind of understand how, if you understand, first of all, that we eat way more food than we really need. We eat a lot of food, like tons of food. We can survive on, someone just told me that, my daughter told me this the other day, the 3 rule, right? The 3-3-3 rule. The 3-3-3 rule is, what is it again? It's three days without water,
three minutes.
I'm talking to my daughter. She's right here.
That's okay.
Say it again.
3 minutes without, 3 days without food.
3 minutes without oxygen.
3 days
without water.
Okay.
And 3 weeks without food. Those are that's a general rule of threes. Ironically, kind of like a comedy rule of threes.
Yeah,
You know what I mean? Yeah, I guess it's everywhere you look, the rule of threes. But so I guess the human body really suffers or struggles if they reach 3 minutes without oxygen, 3 days without water, and 3 weeks without food. So you could literally go days without eating.
Huh. Yeah. So you only eat in a certain window during the day? Is that how that works?
Yeah, I generally eat every day sometime between 1 and 6.
Wow.
And that's about it.
And does the weight come off pretty easy, or does it once you embrace it, it just become, you don't worry that much about that? It's just more about the mental and the lifestyle.
Well, the weight comes off. Here's the other glitch to that, or the kicker to that. Like, I'll do the intermittent fasting, but I just recently changed my hours because I used to do it at night because I also alcohol is calories. So if you have a beer at night, that's that counts as liquor. So, or that counts as calories. So I used to eat from 7 to 1 in the morning.
Okay,
you know what I mean. So that way I could drink at night, which is it's still technically within the intermittent fasting rules. However, after a couple beers, you want to have another beer.
Uh-huh.
And my biggest weakness is I started to pay attention to the caloric intake of liquor, and I could put down between 2,000 and 4,000 calories in liquor in a night, easy.
Oh, jeez.
You know, I mean, that's just like 6 beers and a couple of shots, or 3 martinis, and you know what I mean? You start
to add
Lenny,
it up. I think this is a conversation you need for a meeting in a church basement. I don't know if this is exactly what we need to know. And unfortunately, I got to go because we got to get to the news. But I want to plug everything that we need to plug for you. First of all, go to Lenny Schmidt Comedy on Facebook. Every night at 6 o'clock Pacific, you can watch the quarantine comedy show with Lenny and a myriad of fantastic guests. So do that every night. Then go to Lenny Schmidt Comedy. That's his website, and you can figure out everything. Or Lenny Schmidt.
No, LennySchmidt.com is the website. Lenny Schmidt Comedy at Facebook is the Facebook page.
Mr. Lenny Schmidt is Twitter, correct?
Yep, and Instagram.
Everything
else is.
And the sixth album, Secret Daddy, is coming out next month. People can find it pretty much everywhere. Correct.
That's yes, and this is the third album I recorded right there. It's Andy's in Rosemont, and The second they let me back in the doors at Zanies in Rosemont, I'll be walking through the door to tell some jokes on that stage.
Fantastic. Well, listen, it was great talking to you. It's been a long time. It's good to talk to you. I'm glad your daughters are flipping you off and keeping you in your place. And soon you'll be back on the high seas and back treading the stages, having a good time. So it was a lot of fun, Lenny. Thanks for staying up. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Brian. Thanks for having me, buddy. Take care.
My pleasure. You too. That's Lenny Schmidt, folks. LennySchmidt.com. Lenny Schmidt Comedy on Facebook every night at 6 o'clock for the Quarantine Comedy Show. Mr. Lenny Schmidt on Twitter and Instagram. And you know, every time you see a picture, it has been approved by his family. So, there we go. Oh, my goodness. We got to do this.